Every year, millions of women may be getting unnecessary tests for cervical cancer, even women who no longer have a cervix. The practice is costing the healthcare system hundreds of millions of dollars. NPR's Patricia Namond reports on the study that appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association.
8 years ago, an independent panel of health experts recommended that doctors follow a new practice for their female patients who've had a hysterectomy for reasons other than cancer. They said these women did not need pap smears. A pap smear screens for cervical cancer, and most of these women had their cervixes removed along with their uterus. Dr. Brenda Sarovich is a researcher at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in White River Junction, Vermont. She looked at the number of pap smears before the guidelines were issued and then again 3 years after.
We found that the guidelines seemed to have no effect. Rates of pap smear screening among women with hysterectomy did not change over the 10-year period.
Each year, Sarovich says, more than two-thirds of women who did not have a cervix, that's more than 10 million women, had had a recent pap test. How could that be?
That's the $64,000 question.
Sarovich's study did not answer that question, but she says there are a number of possible reasons.
Some women may not know that they don't have a cervix after their hysterectomy and are therefore not at risk of cervical cancer. Or they may not know that the only reason we do pap smears is to look for cervical cancer. Or they may be so accustomed to the reassurance of screening that they don't want to give it up even though they don't need it.
Then there are reasons why physicians may continue to screen for cancer among patients who don't need it. Some doctors say they need to screen for vaginal cancer, but that disease is extremely rare. Sarovich suggests other possible reasons.
Physicians may also not be aware that screening in women without a cervix is unwarranted. Or they may be reluctant to risk a patient's trust by suggesting stopping a test that's so well established. And finally, we wonder whether health plan report cards may be at least in part to blame.
Many health insurance plans rate doctors in part on the number of cancer screening tests they do, including pap smears. Those who have a 100% rating on cancer screening are recommended by the health plan. And, of course, the health plans pay for the service.
If doctors knew that they wouldn't get paid for this pap exam among women who've had a hysterectomy, then I'm sure that they would stop doing it.
That's Dr. Mona Saraya. It was her study nearly 10 years ago that led to the new guidelines recommending fewer pap tests. Saraya says doctors know about those guidelines, but for the most part, they follow recommendations from the American Cancer Society and the American College of OBGYNs. And those two groups only recently changed their advice. They now say women who have had hysterectomies for reasons other than cancer do not need pap smears to screen for cervical cancer. So it could be that now doctors are performing fewer pap tests. That would be good news, not only for the women who don't have to undergo them, but for the overall healthcare system, which, says Saraya, could use the money to pay for more needed services.
The resources could be better targeted to women who have a cervix and have not been recently screened. The reasons for them, for women not being recently screened, could be due to lack of insurance.
Saraya says that 60% of cervical cancer cases occur among women who have rarely or never been screened. Patricia Namond, NPR News. Mm-hmm.